Nahj al-Balagha is not just a book of eloquence, it's a map of Islamic life and governance, from spiritual depths to political insights, from personal ethics to international relations. It reflects the multidimensional nature of Islam. Welcome, dear brothers and sisters, to your program, The Viewpoint from IRIB English Radio. This is the humble host, Sayyid Ali, here. And I have the privilege to be with dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Good to have you here once
again. It's a pleasure on my side.
And dear brother Sheikh Rouhani, how are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam to both of you, dear brothers. And what a day it is to start talking about Nahj al-Balagha. So I'm going to start the conversation with dear brother Sheikh Rouhani. What does the leader of Islamic Revolution mean when he says today is the day of Nahj al-Balagha?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know, that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wassalam governed and ruled over the Islamic Ummah for some years, in which the situation was so challenging and difficult for the Imam alayhi alafu tahiyyati wassalam. Then in the sermons and the speeches, lectures presented by this Imam and collected some of them in Nahj al-Balagha, we see that how did Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam introduce those, let's say, days and times, and of course, challenging times that he had with the people, of course, within the Islamic territory as well as the outside Islamic territory. So that is why when you are in a kind of challenging sort of situation, it is a very good idea and solution mm-hmm. to refer to the sermons, speeches, and actually the solutions presented by Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, that how to deal or how to overcome all these, let's say, challenging situations. That is why you see that when we look at the time of the Khilafah and the successorship of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, within few years, actually many wars waged against this Imam. By Khawarij, by Ashab al-Jamal, and by the Muawiyah. Yeah. So it was really difficult for the Imam how to, deal with these people who were called Muslims, but of course they waged war against the legitimate caliph of Islam sure. and Muslims.
Yeah.
And what should Imam do to handle all these difficulties? And at the same time, he must be successful to manage to govern the society, the community, the people, based on Islamic justice and
exactly.
fairness.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Imam Ali is the best role model for every rulers nowadays,
mm-hmm.
that whenever you as a Muslim leader, as a Muslim ummah, as a Muslim nation, when you want to have your own, let's say, political systems, legal systems, economic systems, to be independent, to be truly Muslims, then of course you will face lots of problems,
yep.
lots of challenges.
Yeah.
And then the way that Imam Ali alayhi wasalam dealt with these problems and overcome these challenging situations, they can teach us lots of lessons. That's why I think when the Supreme Leader focus or emphasize on the lessons of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi wasalam to nowadays people, the rulers and the governors, that's, I think, a very good idea and the perfect idea
mm-hmm.
Because we as Shia Muslims, we believe that Imam Ali wasalam is infallible.
Yeah.
He made no mistake.
True.
And whatever he did was true, absolutely true, 100% true. And then, so those kind of solutions, those kind of, we can say, ideas and suggestions that Imam Ali wasalam had, can work also nowadays for the governors, for the political systems.
Thank you so much. Speaking of finding solutions for the problems that Islamic Ummah and the community faced, dear brother Muhammad, how can Nahj al-Balagha serve as a roadmap for continuing the Islamic revolution? Can Nahj al-Balagha be a source of finding solution for all the challenges and problems and issues we find within the society?
A beautiful question. So we have to understand a key, the key substance that makes Nahj al-Balagha the role model for us.
Mm-hmm.
Why not the biography or the writings of other politicians, maybe more recent politicians like Nelson Mandela, like Mahatma Gandhi. These are very revolutionary leaders that have been revered around the world. Mm-hmm. Why them and not, why not them, but Nahjul Balagha? To understand this, we need to see the key similarities and the key points that the Islamic Revolution of Iran and the world and the Ummah in general today is facing with. The first thing is Nahjul Balagha, the book itself needs to be understood. Where it comes from, who is it about? These are the sermons and the wisdom words and the sayings of a noble man by the name of Ali, the cousin of the Prophet, and as revered by the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam, the successor of the noble Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Mm-hmm. So the mashru'iyat, as we say it in Arabic, the legitimacy of this saying comes from a very revered lineage. It comes from a very strong source. It's not just from anywhere. It comes from a source that is godly. It's not from an analysis of a human being which can be right or wrong. This is an infallible source.
True.
So that's one key point. And the second key point is that, remember, with the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the entire essence of this revolution was to bring back the government that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended for this earth, or trying to prepare for that government. Of course, the ultimate governance is the governance of Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and it's only in his time we will see the ultimate justice.
Yeah.
Before that, whatever happens is just preparation for his arrival.
Exactly.
Whether it be steps that the taghut takes or the side of the iman takes, it's all preparation for the coming of the Mahdi. And so therefore, this hukuma, this government that took place is actually trying to reprint the footprint of the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so therefore, when Imam Ali alayhi salam faced his government, when he got the seat of government at his time as Khilafah and was accepted by the people, the actions he did and the reactions he had becomes a criteria for us to follow. Now, there are many key similarities between this government and the government of Imam Ali alayhi salam. First of all, the government of Imam Ali came after a period where the Ummah had been astray, taken away from the true teachings of the noble Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of innovations that came into the deen.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in our situation today, there are so many adulterations of the deen that have taken place during the history.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are trying to revive that. Correct?
Correct.
So that's one similarity. The second similarity is that the mashru'iyat, again, the legitimacy of the government, Imam Ali being the true successor of the noble Prophet, was the only and the most deserving, legitimate, and genuine successor of the noble Prophet, as announced by the Prophet himself and as witnessed by the Ummah themselves.
Yeah.
Correct? But after the ghaiba of the Imam al-Zaman, as Imam al-Zaman himself mentions in his last letter, فَرْجُوا إِلَىٰ رِوَاتِ حَدِيثَنَا, refer to the people who are jurists in my absence, which in the Islamic government of Iran, in the Islamic revolution of Iran, is Wilayatul Faqih. So the legitimacy is there in both sides. Of course, the legitimacy with an infallible imam as the leader and a non-infallible imam, there is big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, one is in the stage of tayammum, as we say very regularly, and the other is in the stage of wudu. When there is no water, then we have to do tayammum. There is no other choice. And I think the third and one of the very important similarities is that the people have realized, just like how the people at the time of Imam Ali realized, after the government comes out from the hands of the noble people, the consequences it has.
Mm-hmm.
The corruption the government can bring when not being in the right hands, what happens? The people realize the consequences. Likewise, the people of Iran realize the consequences of having a taghuti government, having a government that is corrupt, that usurps the wealth of the people, that does dhulm on the people, that does not consider God in any of its affairs. After they saw the consequences, they realized that the rightful and the most deserving government is the government of Islam, is the Islamic government. So these similarities really bring us close to Nahjul Balagha.
Mm.
And that's why the governance of Imam Ali alayhi salam, as portrayed in Nahjul Balagha, is a key criteria and role model for the Islamic government of Iran.
Thank you.
We take the same steps as Imam Ali would take because of the similarities that we have in the situations.
Thank you so much. It reminds me of a quote I have heard in a podcast. The person was saying that it's a matter of choice whether people want to have a drunk person or, I don't know, another pious person
exactly
rule over them or a pious ones. Okay, Dear Brother Rouhani, in what ways does Nahjul Balagha address both individual spirituality and societal leadership? Since nowadays we see global leaders or within those people, there is no place for spirituality and seeking these, you know, values. So, and seeking spirituality would list them for them as the least important thing they just want to follow or adjust their matters accordingly. So, how does Nahjul Balagha and Imam Ali in Nahjul Balagha address this issue or this problem?
You mean the spirituality?
Seeking the spirituality and being concerned about the societal leadership at the same time.
Mm. Rightly mentioned, nowadays the spirituality is the main concern for the nowadays modern people. And when we refer to Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi alaf al-tahiyyati wa salam, we see that, of course, this Imam in his personal and private or individual life is a kind of role model for us. At the same time, in his social life, political life, again, he is the best role model. When it comes to the social aspect of his life and political aspect of his life, we see that, for example, if we consider Nahjul Balagha as manifestation of the characteristics and personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, we see that in Nahjul Balagha, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam talk about war and conflicts and battles, that what should we do in this kind of situation. At the same time, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam is a politician. Both theoretically and practically, he had good ideas, theories, politically. At the same time, when it comes to the practices, Imam Ali has his own theories, his own methods or ways of practicing or performing the political ideas of his own self. As we know that to Imam Ali, it was suggested that you have to follow the seerah or the sunnah of Shaykhain, the first and second caliphs. But Imam Ali very explicitly and deliberately and knowingly denied that, saying that I would never follow these sunan, because according to my understanding, according to him, these sunan should not be followed. Only the pure and the solely sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be followed. So it was one of the main causes that some groups of Muslims who favored these caliphs over Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, so they opposed Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. So this opposition caused by this idea, by this theoretical kind of idea that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam had. So it tells us that even if you personally have another idea, or let's say maybe a kind of idea that may not be accepted by the majority of the people, still your responsibility is that you have to be very much, let's say, serious and what in adopting the true ideas, so true, I guess, politics.
Exactly. I guess he was not just like a populist.
Exactly. That is what I mean. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much from both of you. At the end, we kindly ask our audience to recite the Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Ikhlas for Sayyid Razi, the noble scholar who compiled Nahjul Balagha, if it weren't for his dedication and efforts to collect the treasure of wisdom, spirituality, and guidance, it wouldn't have been preserved for us to benefit from today. Thank you for listening. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa
rahmatullah.
Accept Al-Habib. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها أنا.